He who makes a beast of himself, that's rather the pain of being a man.
Her body stiff and attentive, sensing my presence. I lie quiet and still until she lowers her defenses. So conscious of my motions and I'm holding my breath and I focus my attention and take it all in. She had an army made of mirrors in place of her skin. I caught a glimpse of my reflection in her cold oblivion. Eyes blacker than the bottom of space. She moves closer, the shadows come alive in her wake. Mimic her shape as she passes by. I'm hypnotized, I'm transfixed, as fickle as a queen. Crawling onto the scene, tapping against the glass as I study her math. Her efficiency, her quiet precision, conquering an indifferent wings to twitch in the deadlight. Try to memorize her measurements in this flood of impressions. She was gone in a second, disappearing through a crack in the desk. I hold my breath until she comes back again, and I think about the places she could make her nest. How many days it would take to pick apart a skeleton. And now I find myself extending a hand slowly in her direction, so hopeful and so hesitant, placing it on the table on the edge of her space. She stops, stops, she stops, sensing the change, this awful moment of our alien exchange. This is a love story set in my shallow grave and written in fossils. I am the last man.